Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to Halloween Eve. We're going to have a great weekend, and we're getting the party started just a day early by playing a fun Halloween game. We're going to go through the alphabet A through Z and give a Walt Disney World reference for each letter of the alphabet. Bonus points if they tie into Halloween celebrations down at Walt Disney World. The good part about this show is that you can play right along with us, with your family and friends, and go on social media and let us know your best pick for the letter that we blew the most during this show. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. They are a platinum earmarked agency. They're the best of the best, and you get their services absolutely free to you. There's some great deals out there right now for Walt Disney World in early 2021. So I'm going to encourage you to stop by themagicforless.com, check out all the great specials, the trip planning tools, and while you're there, fill out that quote form, mention the show, and you and I are going to be planning a great vacation together. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. It's a free way to support the show, and we sure appreciate it, over at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, a huge shout out to our patrons. You guys are awesome. You're making all this possible during these slower times in travel. If you want a little extra content in your week, like Mike in the Midwest, every Thursday, a little mini podcast, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1790 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Halloween Eve, everybody. That's right, it's 2020, so we don't need a holiday in 2020 to scare us, right? I mean, just think, it's like March 243rd or something? I mean, what?
I stopped keeping track because we were in the triple digits and I figured that was enough.
Yeah, seriously, I mean, we should just dress up like a calendar of March and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's the scariest thing ever.
Oh my gosh,
that should totally be my costume. Oh my gosh, I'm right. Think of this.
Yeah, yes. Just get a white t-shirt, put a March calendar on your chest, you're good to go.
I have some time to make this may actually happen, not a joke.
And you're welcome, you just have your Halloween costume.
If you're in a pinch, absolutely have my tomorrow, Halloween costume good now.
You're set, you're welcome. Yeah. All right, we're going to have a good time today playing kind of a fun game. We hope that you can play with your loved ones around you, you know, this weekend. I know a lot of folks do say that they listen to the show with their families, and that means a lot to me that you trust us enough and we can keep it together enough that this can be a family show. Because Walt Disney World's a family destination, and we love that. So we're going to have a game. You can play with the kids and just kind of play as you're maybe driving around or, you know, sitting around, whatever you're doing. Maybe as you're handing out the candy tomorrow night. We'll see. All right, so joining me, of course, again, she's from the Haunted Mansion, but more importantly, she's from themouseforless.com, where we get all of our news for our live Sunday night shows. We start the show with the news every week. Ricky, thanks for putting that together. You make my life easy. I just get to read it. And I don't read well, but I do read. So
I mean, that's okay. I like making your life easy, so there's that. And, you know, I mean, lately it seems like Disney has been pretty on it with the news. There's been a lot of interesting articles that have... you know, and new stories that we've gotten on the Mouse for Less, because, you know, we've got lots of new colors for, you know, like that Dreams Come True blue. We've got that. We've got new Christmas merchandise that's come out. We've got, you know, new signage for Walt Disney World's entrance. There's just a ton of stuff that's been coming out lately. So, it's a lot of news and a lot of stuff to keep track of.
I think the thing, too, with the Disney news is that, and I think I speak for most of our listeners, that we're all kind of big Disney nerds. We're big Disney fans. And, you know, we don't have to have, you know, a $10 million roller coaster all the time. You know, I like that they're just doing small things, you know, almost daily. You know, it's like they're giving us little nuggets all the time, whether it's the newly painted signs, that new color with the Make-A-Wish line of Christmas ornaments, spirit jerseys, the cool looking Crocs. Those Crocs are pretty sweet. I mean, I wouldn't wear them, but I mean, they're neat looking.
I was going to say, of course you'd want the Crocs. Yeah.
I mean, you got to be comfortable. I mean, we're 2020, right? I don't leave the house. I mean, I got to have like house slippers at this point. But I mean, just saying, like, I mean, I like that Disney does give us, you know, they're giving us something to talk about and something to get excited about. And that's all we can ask for in 2020 at this point.
Absolutely. 100%. So it's little nuggets are definitely the thing that I think are keeping all of us going at this point. So I am glad to share on the Mouse for Less.
All right. Thanks for doing that. And also, speaking of the Mouse for Less, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less. They kind of, they're like, they're intertwined in a strange way because some of my guests say, you know, the Mouse for Less is the agency. It's all good. You can call it whatever you want. As long as you call me, that's why I say, you know, you can call it Mouse for Less, call it Magic for Less. Just call me, right? And let's book a trip. But we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, how is it going? I'm sure you're working on like a candy shoot, right? From like 6 feet, so you can just shoot the little Kit Kats, the kids, you know, down the tube.
So we're taking it to another level here. I want, you know, like the I guess they call them guns that shoot the t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. The t-shirt cannons.
Yes, I want a candy cannon. I want to be able to shoot it to the children. And then if they're able to catch it, I want there to be like additional prizes.
Got it.
You know, I want there to be a whole big thing like, oh, you caught it. 5 more for you or whatever. I don't know. You know,
so, all of life should be a competition. That's what I always say.
It's for sure. So, yeah, I'm hoping that they'll be there. And I think Disney missed a really big revenue opportunity. There needs to be more of the blue loungewear because we're all embracing loungewear in a way that we've never done so, right? So there's lots of opportunities, I think, to market this. And I think that if they would get on this with some of these, we need the pink lounge, the rose gold loungewear, the royal blue loungewear. Like we need everything. So I think I'm looking forward to that.
The loungewear line.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so two things. Okay, real quick. One, look up. I think it was the Nevada football team's mascot. I think it was University of Nevada. Look up on YouTube. It was a t-shirt gun accident that the mascot had. It is, you will cry. It is so funny. So I'm just saying, do yourself a favor. It was a t-shirt gun accident with the mascot. Let's just say he gets hauled off on a cart. But he was okay, I think. Okay, so the other story, you mentioned having kids, you know, chasing the candy out of the t-shirt can, or candy cannon, I guess it would be called. I will say that, yes. I think I've told the story years ago. When I was teaching sixth grade, I was living in the subdivision where my school was, right? So I was teaching sixth grade. Kids all knew where I lived. And so that day, you know, Halloween was during the week. I said, okay, anybody comes from our class, like, cause I love my classes back then. I say, you know, if I see you and you're from my class, I'm giving you a full size candy bar. So like all the kids, like, we're going to Rollman's house, right? He's giving us full size candy bars. Everybody else is getting little fun sizes, which aren't fun at all. So the kids all come by, right? So I'm like, hey, you know, this is my chance to get even with these kids, right? Cause I mean, it's at the end of the first quarter. I'm tired of them, kind of like, it's that time of period. Like, we just need a break. We need Thanksgiving to happen. Anyway, I sit on my front porch as a scarecrow, right? I have the whole setup. I got the newspaper out of my sleeves. I have on a big mask. I got it, you know, out of my pant legs. I look like I'm a scarecrow, and I sit super, super quiet and still. Have the bowl of candy sitting there saying, take one. So this kid, his mom was a district employee, so he didn't even live by us. His mom drove him over, like, from the other side of town just so he could come to my house to get the full-size candy bar. So he reaches in there. He was going to take more than one. I jump up. I'm like, ah, what are you doing? He's like, because he thought I was just a scarecrow. He had no idea. He ran into the street, almost got ran over by a car. I see the car come. No kidding. And his mom is watching the whole thing because she drove him. She's like parked in front of my house. I'm like, Anthony. I was like chasing him. Well, of course, like I'm chasing him so he doesn't get hit by a car. So he's freaking out even more because not only now is the scarecrow alive, he's coming to get him. So he's either going to be killed by the car going down the street, or the scarecrow's coming to take his life. Oh my God. I still, like, I'm sweating thinking about the story right now. It was crazy. So I'm just saying, candy, the candy shooting gun sounds fun today. I'm just saying, you may want to think it through.
Yep.
All right, I will. I'll definitely think it through and see, like, okay, what's happening.
By the way, Anthony survived. He's doing well.
That's good.
Okay, good. Yes, I was going to ask, like, we want to hear about Anthony. Like, yes. Anthony, how are things going?
Just saying, be careful, people. Be careful. Think things all the way through, because I never do. Okay, so here's today's show. It's going to be a fun one, and it's something I used to do with my students. We use this to kind of be creative, but also to demonstrate proficiency on a certain topic. So I would give this in science. You know, for example, if we're doing some kind of a chemistry lesson or unit, you know, maybe for a quarter, the cumulative project would be what was called an ABC book on that topic. So an ABC book on chemistry. So you would have to go through and do, you know, A, B, C, all the way through the alphabet with some kind of a topic that has to do with that letter. And you had to demonstrate, you know, like for, you know, chemistry, you might do the atom for A, and then you'd have to demonstrate what an atom is, illustrate it, and that shows your, you know, and so forth. You had to be creative, though, because some letters are not easy. So what we're doing today, and you can play right along with us, Anthony in the live chat says he's doing great. It was not that Anthony, by the way. This is a different Anthony.
Good job, Anthony. I'm glad to know.
I see your picture. You don't look like him. Okay, so anyway, what we're doing is the ABCs of Walt Disney World Halloween. And we're going to through. We're not going to all three give like an A. Like, I'll give an A. Pam will do a B. Ricky will do a C.
Okay. We'll rotate it.
So we have 26 things to come up with. So, Ricky, I'm going to start you off with A.
Okay.
So give me an A for Walt Disney World, bonus points for Halloween season.
Okay. So A, I'm going with apple. The candy apples that they have.
I was going to say, that's kind of weak. I was going to say, that's this is weak. How this game's working. That's pretty basic.
Already lost this.
There's that apple cupcake thing too.
That's true. I like that we can help each other on this, Pam. I think we.
Yeah, I'm good. I got you, boo.
Thank
We're
you.
We're gonna get this done.
We got this. All right.
Okay, so I mean, if you have any like quick stories with your item that you throw out there, have you ever had?
You
it?
Might want you to fill it out a little bit.
Exactly. Like, okay. Sorry.
Bam. Talk to the people, Bam. Ricky.
Okay. Well, I mean, you've got the great like Halloween Jack Skellington themed pumpkin apple looking thing. Like, there's like lots of really great Halloween themed apples that Walt Disney World does, and I love that they do a different one every single year. Like, it always seems like there's a brand new apple that they do, so I'm going with apple. I'm sorry, Jessica in the chat has the evil witch's apple as well too, which is also
there. You go.
There we go. All right, B, I'm gonna let Pam, this is the easiest one of them all. This is the layup. Pam, go ahead, you got B.
Okay, well, I have a couple bees, so I got to pick one. And you know what I'm going to pick? Boo to you.
Yes.
And you, because now that song is stuck in your head for the rest of your life.
And if you are not playing this on Halloween, you're doing it wrong. I'm just saying, like, it is on a loop. Outside my house, I have the speaker going. And I have Boo to You playing.
And some Haunted Mansion. Yeah, alternating. You know, get some Haunted Mansion.
But it is.
But
yes.
Yeah.
And I love that Disney found a way to bring that to people who are traveling at this time. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
That you get to see it. And by the way, you didn't have to sit there on the curb where half of your body goes numb because you had to sit there for 2 hours prior to the parade to see it happening. It's so true. I swear, when I get up from like sitting on the curb there for forever, I'm like, oh my gosh, what has happened to me? But it looks like everyone is typically in the same boat I am. So
yeah, don't move too quick. You gotta stretch it out before when you get up.
No. Yes.
Okay. C. Here's C for me. And this is a memory from Walt Disney World at Halloween time. It's just the word candy, trick-or-treat candy.
That's what I was gonna say.
You might say, oh, yeah, that's a cop-out, Mike. It's like Ricky's apple, right? It's a dumb one for Halloween. But here's the deal. It's a part of the Boo to You parade. There was a part of the song that goes, candy, trick-or-treat candy. Yes. Okay, so our friend Nikki and Ma, our friends Nikki and Mog from the UK, great friends. I haven't seen them in forever. I need to see them again. Well, I guess we can't really. I mean, the world. They're not allowed in our country. We're not allowed.
That's kind of the bummer.
Dude, we can if we want to right now. So, but here's what I think of with the, because we did a Halloween party with a bunch of friends one night. That was the night I dressed up like Captain EO. And I just remember, like, we closed out the party at the end of the night. It was like, it was almost midnight. I think we're having corn dogs walking through Frontierland.
I think you did.
Bags full of candy. I think Nikki wanted a corn dog. I can't remember. We are all eating corn dogs, and Nikki would sing that song nonstop.
Trick or treat candy. And I love Nikki because she does not like the chocolate, and I do not like the not chocolate. So we got to swap candy and it was all perfect. Yes.
Yep. Yep. Everyone was giving her like the nerds and the, you know, all those kind of things. She loves stuff like that. And none of us do.
Yes. I don't know. Yeah. She just,
That's it. So that's why you'd go to the Halloween parties with friends. So you can make good trades on the fly.
Yes.
Oh man. Our chat is killing it. We got the candy trail from Jeff. The Crypt or Cemetery from Aaron. Tanya's got the Cadaver Dance. That's probably the winner.
That's good.
Yeah, and the Cheshire Cat.
That's a good one.
That guy creeps me out. Is the Cheshire Cat a guy? I thought it was a cat.
Well, I mean, it's a boy cat.
I've never seen that in movies. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And we already have people going for D. Slow down. We got to make Ricky work here, people.
That's the one I was going to go with. So I'm
Wait
just
till
saying.
I say the letter. Okay, Ricky, you got D.
D is Doom Buggy, and I was totally going to go with that before Aaron shared it. So I just want that to be known. I'm not cheating. That was the one that I came up with anyway. So, I mean, what is more creepy and spooky than the Doom Buggy? It's got Doom in the name, and, you know, it's the perfect Haunted Mansion ride vehicle.
It is. It's perfect. All right, Ricky, or Pam, you have E.
E, which is a tough one. So... This is not particularly Halloween, though, what I'm going to say, but every time when I was thinking of E, the first thing that popped into my mind was Excited, and that commercial where they had where the kid was too excited to sleep.
I love
it. So couldn't you be too excited about Halloween to sleep, your Halloween trip? I don't know. It's not a good one. The other thing that came to my mind is Eeyore from the Boo to You Halloween Parade. Eeyore is dressed up as, I forget what.
Clown.
And the thing. But it always cracks me up because just seeing Eeyore dressed up is like the cutest thing out there. He stands out to me dressed up more than anyone else because it seems so contrary to what Eeyore would do. So mine are kind of weak, I'm just going to say.
Well, sometimes they have to be. Okay, so we had Evil Queen from Aaron.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That is a good one.
The Evil Witch from Jeff. We had Darth Vader back for D.
Oh, that's good too, though.
Those are good. Okay, so I'm up to F, and this is a weird one, but this is again during the lifespan of our podcast over the last 12 years, where a lot of things have burned super hot, and then like you never hear about them again, right? Like I mean, like Pal Mickey. The Year of a Million Dreams, like it's awesome, gone. You know, Gowalla. Remember Gowalla? Actually, it's back, but I can't find the app. It's not in the App Store, but I heard it's coming back.
It's coming back.
I want my badges. I want my stickers. Yeah. Anyway, here's my F. This one burned hot for a while. I thought the whole park was going to be overlaid with this, what do you call it, IP? Frankenweenie. Remember when that was like?
Yes.
Dude. Everybody was like losing their minds over. It's like the Hocus Pocus thing right now, but it was like Frankenweenie for like a year or two, and then what happened? Did he go away? I don't know.
Yeah.
Was he a dog?
I don't know.
I never saw him.
He was a Frankenweenie dog.
Yes.
He was a dog. Yeah. So that was like, I mean, they were trying to put that in everywhere at the Magic Kingdom for like a year, especially in the fall, and then gone. You know, like, it didn't work.
Yeah.
A B C D E F. I gotta sing the alphabet song. G.
Easy.
God, that's an easy one too.
Grim Gunning Ghost.
Oh, yes.
Easy peasy. I mean, how can you go anything more spooky than the Grim Gunning Ghost? Yes. Just saying. I like it.
Oh, and Anthony had the good Foolish Mortals.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Yeah. That is a good one. I like that.
Fantastic. Yes. That's another one from Jessica.
Yep.
All right, so you got Grim Grinning Ghosts. What do you got, Pam, for H? I need
H. I have it. Are you ready? Here's the answer. Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
And the Sanderson sisters. Are you kidding me? Yes. First of all, that movie will always be Halloween for me. But the fact that they brought it to the Magic Kingdom and, you know, that whole thing, I love it. I really, truly do. I love the Sanderson sisters. Amok, amok, amok.
See, my
that could have been our A. That could have been my A. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, right.
I do not get that. Like, I've never seen Hocus Pocus.
How have you never seen Hocus Pocus?
Because I never want to see Hocus Pocus. I don't want to see anything with Bette Midler in it. You kidding me? Like, Bette Midler? Are you kidding me? Like, I just.
It's not even like that, though.
No.
She's like totally different. Character.
Yes,
sure.
Exactly. She's great in it. Like, it's a great movie. And I am not one of the, like, bandwagon Hocus Pocus people. Yeah, yeah. Like, I actually liked Hocus Pocus when it first came out. My brother and I definitely like sang the song that got sung all the time by Sarah. Like, it, yeah, we love Hocus Pocus growing up. So, just saying.
Okay, in the live chat, you know what I'm doing here. I'm stalling for an eye so that you guys can help me out here, because eye's pretty tough. When you got the vowels, it's not easy. So, I guess I would have to go with Ichabod Crane.
Oh, that's a good one.
Even though he's not really a world, he's a Disney character, but I mean, he's something that's kind of... Is there any, like, direct association of Ichabod Crane at the Magic Kingdom, especially during the fall?
Yeah. Sleepy Hollow.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yes. Sleepy Hollow is... that's the legend of Sleepy Hollow is what that he's from. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah.
Whew. Pulled that out at the last second. I was sweating under this Chewy costume. Jay.
I got it.
You foresee we should have done the creepy.
Jack Skellington.
Anyway. Yes.
Jack Skellington.
That's a good one.
Yes. So, I mean, how can you go wrong with the Pumpkin King? You know, he is definitely a huge part of Halloween or Christmas, depending on your take of things. Or at Disneyland, you know, he runs from Halloween till Christmas. So, you know, there's that, because you've got obviously the Haunted Mansion holiday that they do out there. I think that's going to be a good one. So let's go with Jack Skellington.
Would you wait 2 hours to meet Jack Skellington?
So, no, but then again, I don't really like waiting a long time to meet characters, because I am one of the weirdos who finds it really awkward to meet characters. So I don't tend to meet them very often. I have really awkward conversations with them. So, yeah, I have better conversations with not face characters. Let's put it that way. So yeah.
You are strange. You are a strange podcaster.
I know. I can't. Like, if I can have like an actual conversation with you, like it's going to be weird. So I would not wait 2 hours to talk to Jack Skellington. So sorry.
Aaron's got you far. That's a good one. So dishonor on you, dishonor on your cow. Somebody said in the chat, I have no idea what that means. I don't know if they're like,
it's from Mulan.
Is it? Okay. I've never seen that either. So I need to, this sounds like a fun line. I'm just going to start using that all the time. Okay. So we have Jay. So now we're up to Kay.
Okay.
This is Pam.
Kay. Okay. So this is going to be a stretch, but Kay is admittedly a very hard letter. I am going to go with Kaa, who is the snake from the Jungle Book, because in Hallow Wishes, one of the songs that they play is Trust in Me.
Yes.
And that was the song that Kaa sang to Mowgli to try to hypnotize him so that he could eat him.
That's
one of the big parts of the song where they, you know, where they do that. So, Kaa.
I like it.
We also have a Kuzco.
Kuzco, yeah. I love that. And Kronk. And
yes.
Kronk is, of course, in Soarin'.
Yes, Patrick Warburton.
Wait, yeah. Doesn't he play tight end for the Tampa Bay Bucks?
No.
Kronk?
No.
Oh, wait, that's Gronk. No. Sorry, that's Gronk.
You're
good. Okay, sorry.
You're good. Yeah.
Kronk,
you're good.
I thought he was down there with Brady.
I don't even have that lever.
Okay.
I love it.
I have L, and I'm stalling again because I want to have a good one. I mean, L seems like it's like one of those letters in the Wheel of Fortune that's like a gimme, right? So it's got to be a popular letter. L, let me think. Don't say anything. I'm thinking of through the magic, because I'm focusing more on the Magic Kingdom because that reminds me more of a Halloween.
Yeah.
But it could be, like, I'm thinking like Lord Vader, but that's kind of weak over at the studios. God, what's a good L? I'm stalling for the chat. Help me out here. L. You know what's scary at the Magic Kingdom with L? Long lines. Oh. That's a double point score. That's not a very good answer.
That is scary, yes.
That is definitely scary.
Alfred says LeFou. I'll go in Alfred's... but I mean, what's scary about, you know, a sidekick that's very loyal, you know?
He's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
LeFou is? Isn't he the little guy that's Gaston's sidekick?
Yeah, he's bad. He does bad stuff.
Is he bad, though? I mean, is he just bad, like, by association? I don't think if he was by himself, like, in isolation, I don't think LeFou would be a bad guy.
I think anyone who doesn't think for themselves is a bad guy.
Where
that?
Do we go with this show? This show is
We're doing a moral lesson here, people! And kids, you can bank on that. Take it home.
Oh, here we go. Rob's got it. Line at Starbucks. Scary.
Yes, okay. That is definitely scary.
Is true. Very true.
All right, HHKL. M, Ricky.
All right, so while I could go with the easy one of Mickey's Boo to You, or, you know, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, I'm not going to go easy. I'm going to go with the monstrous Scream-O-Ween Ball, which happens during Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party in Tomorrowland. And it's, you know, where guests can dance around with the characters from Monsters, Inc. So we
obviously that's not around anymore, but where was that? Studios?
Well, it's still around. It's during Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Do you remember when they had the thing at the studios? They had like a Halloween party, but there was like a dance club with villains.
It was the villains party.
Was that like, so that was the villains party at the studios, but then that wasn't in Halloween though. That was like in May, right? That was like in May or something.
What?
That wasn't at Halloween time.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't at Halloween.
It wasn't. No.
It was just villains because people love villains.
Yes.
But that thing was like a nut house, right? That thing, everybody went, like, it was crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I like Alfred's, by the way. Madame Leota is a very excellent choice.
That was a good one.
Dude. Yeah. Maleficent by Aaron. Yeah. Good ones. We're terrible at this.
No, we're not.
Mortimer. That's a good one by Anthony. All right. We got N. Pam, you have N.
I'm doing Not So Scary. How can I not do it?
Yeah.
It's really not so scary.
How do I get all the vowels? That's a good one.
I don't know.
Oh.
You got to think of one.
Oh, Lord, I can't come up with one. That's good. let me think. Oh, I have a scary one from the Magic Kingdom right here. And it happened not just in Halloween, but it did happen in Halloween. This one's going to... Little kids, close your ears. Nightmare fuel. Get ready. Here it comes. Ready? Everybody's getting ready for the nightmare fuel. Ostriches in spectral magic. Those ostriches. Oh, yeah. They're freaky. Those things, like, that they walk. I don't know what they, like, look at me. They dance. I don't know if, like, I don't know where the people's legs are and the ostrich legs. I don't even know how those things work. And that's why they scare me so much. I don't know why. There's, like, certain characters in parades. That is probably number one, along with the trumpeters at the beginning of spectral magic. That it is nightmare fuel. And they're magical and, like, whimsical, but they're scary to me. I don't know why. Those ostriches.
They have kind of a clownish face, I think.
Yeah.
They're weird. Scary. Like, it's how they walk and how they move. I don't know. They freak me out. Oh, Oogie Boogie. Mm-hmm. Tanya, you win.
Yeah, duh. Yeah,
that's it.
That is it.
Where were you 20 seconds ago, Tanya? Because I had to go with ostriches, but they do freak me out. Just, you're learning way too much about me. Those things. And you know what? They have them in the races. Every Disney race, those ostriches are on the course. And they make you run faster because I'm scared they're going to chase me like I chased Anthony back in the day.
There you go.
Okay, UFP.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. I mean, it gets even spookier during the party because they have, or at least they did last year, they had live actors in the actual attraction. So they made it even better. So I think that that is the perfect choice for P is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Or it could be remember the old pirate and princess parties? You can get triple gold score for that.
Yes.
The pumpkins on Main Street.
That's a good choice, too.
The lanterns. All right.
That's a good choice.
Here we go. Q.
Oh, no.
Now you got to stretch it, Pam. Q.
So I am going with the Queen of Hearts.
Nice.
Because she is, first of all, she's always at the Halloween party. She has an awesome, awesome, just a persona that sort of fits that, you know, the whole Halloween kind of thing. So, yeah, Queen of Hearts.
I like it.
We also have Q for the Queen of Hearts from Jeff. And Anthony said for P, Pirate Peg Leg Pete. Triple word score. Aaron, wow. Queen of Hearts 2, Evil Queen. Okay, so I have R. So, Rallman. The Halloween parade. No. Let me think. R. God, that has to be an easy one, too. I get all these, like, Wheel of Fortune gimme letters, and I struggle with them. So let me think. R. I'm not looking at the chat yet. R. I'm trying to think of Halloween, though. Like, Halloween. If we're looking at all of Walt Disney World, how about this? Riverside, Alligator Bayou on a foggy night at midnight.
That could be the setting for a movie. Yeah,
for real. I'm going with that because that scares me. That'd be a good movie. Riverside, foggy night, Alligator Bayou, and you haven't had a snack for the last 4 hours.
Wow.
It's terrifying. Wow.
That's terrifying.
And Jeff says Ralph from Monsters, Inc. There you go. Hmm. All right. Next up, S.
Skeleton. Oh, dear. There are so many skeletons.
Dance, like the skeleton dance cartoon that kind of started.
That's true. Yes. We do have that. We have the skeleton dance. We have skeletons all in Pirates of the Caribbean. So I am going with skeleton. I think that's a good one.
That'll work. T, Pam, you got T.
I'm doing trick or treat.
Yes. Because
you get trick or treat in the Magic Kingdom. So yeah, I love that.
You know, I miss that. That is one of the, I know it's like, it's a part of the Halloween party, right? Not 2020, but every other year. But it is one of those things that it just means, I feel like I'm giving an ad for the SEC, but it just means more when you're trick-or-treating in the Magic Kingdom. Everybody is so excited, not just to give you like one fun size bar. Sometimes at the end of the party, you're getting so much candy, you're just like, no, stop. I can't take all that candy. Like my shoulder, I had surgery, you know, back in the day, I can't carry this all around. And it's just, it's such a cool environment. I that's one of the things that I know that we're blessed just to get to go to Walt Disney World when we can, but I hope every kid gets to do the Halloween party at least once to trick or treat their, you know, like that's just, I mean, it's almost like cheating. You go, you know, you get so much candy so easily. It's so much fun. So that would be.
Yeah, it is.
Now I totally forgot you did tea. So I got you. You. And that's the one I was thinking, but it's, I don't know that she's in the Magic Kingdom. Everybody's going with it, so I'll go with it for Jeff and Aaron and Alfred.
Yes, she is.
Ursula. Well, she is now. That's right. See, I'm old, so yes. I'm thinking of pre-New Fantasyland, right?
New Fantasyland has been around for like 7 years now at this point, or longer.
Yeah, I've been around for 46, Ricky. You get with the program. Yeah, Ursula, you can go see her, you know, and we talked on the live show that we were talking like Sunday night, we talked about the attraction that you would least want to be on totally by yourself, like the only one in the show building. And Marlessa talked about being the only one on Smuggler's Run in the Millennium Falcon. I said, that'd be great for Ursula because she's got 8 tentacles. You know, she could do all 6 jobs. And she could still put one hand behind her back and like scratch her cheek at the same time. You know,
yep.
All 6 jobs taken care of. Still a dumb joke. All right, so we have you, V.
I mean, easy villain. Oh, yeah. That one was really easy for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Disney villains. I mean, they're a combined group of baddies, you know? I mean, they had their whole section in the Boutique Parade. So, I mean, Disney villains. Villains. We're going with it.
What about the villains mix and mingle shot from back in the day? Remember that?
That is a good shout out.
So I guess Hocus Pocus replaced that, right? Because it's kind of a stage show.
Yeah, it did.
I gotta play that music. And now I'm so in the mood to play all this music because I have all the Halloween stuff. Halloween is getting jammed tonight for real.
Yes.
All right, we got W. Pam, what do you got?
There's got to be, I feel like there's like a drink or something that's called like the Wicked Spell or the Wicked whatever that was in Disney World for this season. I was trying to come up with the thing that it was. Help me out. Is there anyone who remembers this at all?
I don't. I'm sorry.
I don't either.
Wonder if it's I don't know.
I feel
so. I'm having problems. I mean, of course, we're always gonna see the characters dressed up, but I just felt like there was a drink called the Wicked Spell or the Wicked.
It might have been
the Wicked Stepsister.
And if there's not, they should make one.
Oh, there will be.
Right?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, W, that's a hard one.
It is.
But Winnie the Pooh is, he's going to be dressed up too, and he has a mask.
He does. There we go. Good.
And Aaron says witch, and Alfred says webs. I mean, but you could have like the Wicked, Wicked Mule. Like it's a version of the Moscow Mule.
Well, there's the Wicked Witch. I mean, you got the Wicked. Yeah.
I'm saying like a drink.
Well, yeah, as a drink. Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, so I have X, but I have this one. X Estencio.
Oh, yes.
Very good.
Look at that. I listen to Wedway Radio.
I'm impressed.
That's right. Pirates of the Caribbean and Haunted Mansion.
That's both. Good.
Yes, that's good. You thought you had me, suckers. Gotcha. I love that. All right. Why?
See, you think you have me. I got you. Yzma! which I know you haven't seen. Yeah. So
no, but
fine.
I've seen the part on the cruise line. That's one of my favorite parts of any of the shows where it goes Yzma, and it's got like a big Yzma, like a glowing neon sign. That's fun. I don't know what it means, but
yes.
So you've got to have Yzma there. I mean, she's awesome. Yzma.
We had wishes too for W. That'd have been a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah, yes.
Yzma. A lot of Yzmas in the chat. All right, Pam, closing it out. You got Z.
Z is, of course, the guy we all battle in Buzz Lightyear.
Yes.
Stranger. It's the evil Zurg. He's evil all year long.
He is.
So
he is.
You don't have to worry about that. So, yeah. Z is from Zurg.
This was actually a lot of fun. I was a little scared when you mentioned it. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have to come up with these on the spot. But, yeah.
Because I literally did not tell you what we were doing until we started.
You did not.
No, true.
We had no idea what was going to happen tonight. So this
was right off the top of our head. So that's either good or bad.
That's it. Zero Coke.
Mike yes. Coke. No, Zero's the dog.
Oh, okay.
The dog.
Okay, sorry. Yes. I just think it, you know. Zero's a big thing in my life, I'm just saying.
So. Yeah, no.
Zero sure.
And you know what's going to be great is that the listeners can play along with us and they can share their alphabet on Facebook or on Twitter or on Instagram.
So here's what we're going to do on, BR Guest Mike or BR Guest Pod, we'll retweet these or on the Facebook page. Just give us like the letter that we blew the most, right? The one in your opinion that like, dude, how did they miss that J? Like that J was a layup and they went with like something dumb, you know? So give us that on the social media. We'll retweet it. We'll have the conversation. We'll have fun. Hopefully you can play this with your kids though and your family this weekend, maybe as you're going around town. So, hope you had a good time. Don't forget today's show. It is Friday, so always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great services. They're free to you. And right now is a great time to book a trip down. Still for the holidays in 2020, but you can save some big bucks early 2021. So drop by there, fill out the quote form, mention the show. We're going to be working together over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to all of our patrons. You guys are making all this nonsense possible. Hope you're enjoying it. If you want some extra content in your week, become a patron yourself over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a follow over on YouTube and Facebook. Subscribe over there. We'd sure appreciate it. Just search for the Be Our Guest Podcast and make sure that you have December 5th on the calendar. Actually, that whole week, because we're going to start the auction before we head to Florida. And it's going to be a fun time, but most importantly, raising money for those families that need it the most down at the Village. December 5th, 2 to 8 Eastern, we're going to be live on the air. We're going to take you around the Village to show you the lights. And I mean, I'm telling you, it's like Osborne Lights. It's way more than I was expecting.
It's awesome.
It is awesome.
I am, because I love Christmas lights. And you don't even know how bad I need Christmas lights this year. I cannot wait to get there. We're going to bring it all to you. We're going to be raising money. It's just going to be a great way to close out 2020.
Yep.
So have that on the calendar December 5th. Be with us.
And if you've messaged me, emailed me about an auction item, I have the email. I just haven't gotten to it yet. Hopefully that will not be the case by the time this comes out. But, you know, I just wanted to let you know. I know I saw the emails. So I'll get to you. I promise. So
P is for procrastinate.
Yes, that's definitely me. I'm a huge procrastinator. Yes. Anyway. Yes.
All right, we are going to get out of here. We hope to see you on the social media. Let's have some fun. Be Our Guest Pod, Be Our Guest Mike on Instagram or Twitter. Let us know the one we miss the most. Let's have a good time. Do stay safe out there. Again, if you're driving around on Saturday night, I'll be locked in Mizzou Place, Florida. I'll be here safely at the house just screaming at the Gators. Got to beat them. Let's go, Tigers. We're on a roll. But if you're out driving, watch out for little ghosts and goblins. They're still going to be out there probably in your neighborhood, most places. Just be careful and have a good time with the kids. Socially distant. Stay safe. All right, for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Friday and an awesome weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and boo to you.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.